USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Southeast is getting ready for Hurricane Isaias. USA's Tim Berg has the latest on Florida's preparation.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is getting ready for Hurricane Isaias, the governor declaring a state of emergency in all of the counties along the eastern coast. The governor telling residents,
"While we can't be certain of the exact track of the storm, and we certainly can't be sure about the intensity it will ultimately reach, we do expect to see impacts to the state of Florida, even if the storm remains off our shore."
The governor also reminding residents,
"So please keep up with official updates and make sure you have a plan and have 7 days worth of food, water, and medicine."
The National Hurricane Center said Isaias is forecast to move towards Florida Saturday afternoon through Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
There was a heated exchange with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and Dr. Anthony Fauci when the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases testified about the impact of COVID-19. John Clemens reports.
Dr. Fauci was testifying before the House Lex Subcommittee on the coronavirus when Congressman Jim Jordan made a request for clarification on the dangers of the nationwide protests as compared to attending church.
Government stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
Last week in the Calvary Chapel case, 5 liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty protesting over another practicing your faith?
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
President Trump praised both Jordan and Fauci on Twitter afterwards. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Major League Baseball is concerned over missing games already. USA's John Hunt has details.
A new Major League Baseball internal investigation into the Florida Marlins coronavirus outbreak has found some lapses from players in following the league's protocol. The Marlins have had 20 total coaches and players test positive for the virus since opening day, with 2 new cases just reported today. Miller said players were lax in following the league protocols by going to hotel bars and going out in public. This report of Major League Baseball's investigation comes 3 days after USA Today sports columnist Bob Nightingale said a few Marlins players had gone out while visiting Atlanta for 2 exhibition games. Without a bubble to ensure the whereabouts of all the season's participants, Major League Baseball is increasingly reliant on compliance from the players. Following the Marlins outbreak and 2 Cardinals players testing positive, the season is reportedly in jeopardy. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A 15-year-old girl from suburban Detroit that was in juvie for not completing her online schoolwork has been released. An Oakland County court had granted an emergency order, and the girl has since been released to her mother. The girl was put in custody after she was found to have violated probation by skipping coursework when her school switched to remote learning because of the coronavirus pandemic. The girl had been held since May. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.